A special enrollment is underway for the Massachusetts Health Connector, and joining us this morning to discuss this further is Chief of Policy and Strategy, Audrey Gasteyer. Ms. Gasteyer, good morning, and thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me on.
So normally this enrollment would take place in the fall. What made you decide to have one in the summer?
Sure. So normally open enrollment just runs between November 1st to January 23rd, and that's the time of year when any Massachusetts residents can come to the Massachusetts Health Connector and enroll in a health insurance plan. But we want to spread the word to people that outside of that period, there are all kinds of ways people can get into coverage. So, changes in what's called a life event, getting married, having a baby, a change in job, and you lose your job-based health insurance coverage. And importantly, we want to make sure people understand that people who qualify for our special program called Connector Care, and that's a particularly affordable health coverage option for people who make up to about $40,000 for a household of one, about $80,000 for a household of four. Those individuals can get into health coverage year-round, so even outside of the open enrollment period. So we don't want people to wait. If they need one of those categories, they can enroll at any time. So we're trying to spread the word right now about that.
And as you said, so there are certain criterias to begin this enrollment process.
That's right, exactly. So a change in your life, you know, get married or divorced or have a baby, anything like that. And for people who qualify from an income perspective, again, that could be somebody earning up to about $40,000 a year if they're just a household of one, or about $80,000 for a household of four. Those individuals can enroll any month during the year. So people who are in those circumstances need to come to our website, which is www.mahealthconnector.org, and they can fill out an application, pick a plan, and enroll. And there's all kinds of information on our website about the different options people have, the different plans we offer. You can plug in some basic information and in 2 minutes get an estimate for how much your health coverage plan would cost.
Now, what if you're offered insurance through your employer but decide that it either doesn't meet your needs or you need a little more than is available? What can you do in that situation?
Absolutely. So a lot of people who enroll through the Health Connector, it's because they may be offered a plan by their employer, but that plan isn't considered affordable. So when you come to our website, you know, that's part of what you can do. You can figure out whether you qualify. Anybody can buy a plan that doesn't come with financial assistance, even if they are offered coverage through their employer. But to qualify for financial assistance through the Health Connector, you either have to be not offered something by your employer, or that coverage needs to be too costly for your income or not meet particular standards. So that's all laid out in the application process, and people can come and check out what they may qualify for.
And once again, the website where people can do this?
Sure. It's www.mahealthconnector.org, and that's where you can apply, get information about what you qualify for, and importantly, it's also where you can find local help in your community. There are people who are trained to help people with the application process, and on the South Shore, we've got a number of those entities. We've got the Fishing Partnership in Plymouth, and they help everybody, not just people in the fishing industry, Manet Community Health Center in Quincy and Hull. So if you go to our website and go to Get Help, there's a contact information for people in your area who can help you with the application process in any language and help you with the getting across the line to enroll in a health coverage option through the Health Connector.
All righty. Well, we're going to have to leave it right there, but thank you so much for speaking with us. We do appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.